Hey, it's Andrew. And just quickly before we start this episode, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts. It's the Bare Knuckles and Brass Tacks podcast. Not only does it have a great name, it also has a really good format that's interesting. The two hosts are both named George. That's not what's interesting about it. It's that George K is on the vendor side and George A is a CISO on the customer side. And they have real conversations, sometimes with guests, about the world of vendor-customer interactions. They're not afraid to call out bad behavior on both sides and talk about the weird and wonderful nature of this world of ours in cybersecurity. Recent favorites of mine are the one about building trust called Taking a Flamethrower to FUD and Buzzword Mumbo Jumbo, and also the one with someone who's a field CISO and advisor to startups called How Security Buyers Think and Go-to-Market Strategies for Young Companies. I'm not getting paid for this promo. I just really enjoy the show the two Georges put on. Check it out. It's the Bare Knuckles and Brass Tacks podcast. Now on with this episode. Welcome to the Sales Bluebird podcast, which exists because at cybersecurity startups, it's hard to get go-to-market fit, grow revenue, and scale the sales team. Sales Bluebird provides tips, tricks, experiences, examples, inspiration, and ideas from people who've been doing this for many years and at many companies. I am your host, Andrew Monahan, and this episode is part of a series of podcast episodes on pipeline generation. It will be no surprise to listeners that the number one challenge right now for sellers in cybersecurity is generating pipeline. And in these episodes will be sales leaders, individual contributors, demand generation practitioners, and experts whose business is all about generating pipeline. We want you to have fresh ideas, approaches, and tips that you can use to transform your pipeline either as a sales leader or as an individual contributor. This week's episode on pipeline generation is from Dave Delaney, who is the CEO and founder at Tenbound. And Tenbound, all they do is focus on sales development, whether it's research, advising companies, and events around SDR, BDR activities. So they know this inside and out. Dave's a great person to get information from about how to do pipeline generation outbound.
Hi, I'm David Delaney with Tenbound. Pipeline generation idea for next quarter is take a look at the inbound leads that you've gotten over the last year or so. Are there any interesting companies? Are there any interesting industries? Are there any interesting general dynamics that you see within the list? Because someone at that company at some point reached out because they potentially had a need either for some information that you had from your content, or they actually raised their hand and wanted to talk to a salesperson about a particular problem that they have. There's a good bet that someone at that company still has that problem, and there's other prospects that are potentially interested or involved in what you do and that might need to solve that problem at this point. So run a list of the accounts that have created inbound leads, not necessarily the person, but the accounts, and see if you can find two or three people within your industry and within your ideal customer profile that work there, and get them into your database, put together some quick messaging, just identifying what problems you see out there in the market and how you could potentially help, and start a campaign to reach out to them. You'll never know. They probably still have that problem at that company. Go through your dead deals, deals that went nowhere. You lost momentum, you lost steam, you lost your champion, things didn't work out. Go through and make sure that you've got the latest contact information for the relevant parties at those deals and reach out. Let them know, hey, you're still aware of the problem that's out there. You're still actively solving that. You have case studies that back up the successful work that you've done, and you're ready to talk again when they are. And it might be a different person. It might be a different department. It might be a completely different area of the business, but there is a good bet that they still have the problem. They haven't been able to solve it, and they might be ready to talk at this point. So it's worth some effort to go back through, make sure that you've got the latest contact information for the people that work at the deals that, you know, have gone quiet or gone south in the last year or so, and reach out, start a quick campaign, let them know that you're still out there working on the problem, and you can definitely help in the coming quarter to help them to solve that. Think about offers. What is an offer that you can make to the audience that will get them interested in perhaps just the top of the funnel, getting to know your company a little bit and getting to understand how you could potentially help them? And one thing that works great for us is a book. So we wrote a book here at 10bound on the very specific steps for how to run a sales development program. And it's a way that we can introduce our frameworks, introduce our vocabulary, have folks understand and get a ton of value for a free resource that they can put right on their bookshelf. And so we offer that as a way to get them into the family, if you will. And so they begin to understand, you know, what we do and how we could potentially help. And if anything, you know, we've, you know, created brand recognition with the prospect. And if they want more advice, if they want more help, of course, that's what we do. And we're here to help. And so think about an offer. What can you offer? Even if you don't have a book or your company hasn't written a book, is there one book that's very useful to your particular audience? Can you buy a box of those and offer them as a giveaway right up front for qualified prospects? Follow up and see what they thought and potentially bring them into the fold.
It would mean a lot to me and to the continued growth of the show if you'd help get the word out. So how do you do that easily? There are two ways. Firstly, just simply send a link to a friend. Send a link to the show, to this episode. You can email it, text it, Slack it, whatever works for you and is easy for you. The second way is to leave a super quick rating. And sometimes that can seem complicated, so I've made it as easy for you as I can. You simply have to go to ratethispodcast.com/cyber. That's ratethispodcast.com/cyber, and explains exactly how to do it. Either of these ways will take you less than 30 seconds to do, and it will mean the world to me. So thank you.